From the 11th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When you pray, say, Thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of Christ. The moon may have been shining that night, but in other ways it was a black night when Jesus awaited his captors in Gethsemane. In that hour of darkness, he prayed to his heavenly Father, Not my will, but yours be done. And so he would also teach us to pray. But why does he have to teach us? Do we not all know that God is almighty? Did not the sending of his own Son show us that he wants what's best for us? Why would any of us be so foolish as to oppose what he wants? And yet, that's just what our sinful human nature does. Peter writes that God is not willing that any should perish, but he wants everyone to come to repentance. And repentance is something that our human nature fears greatly. Ask King David. He knew that committing adultery with Bathsheba was wrong. He showed that when he tried to hide it. Yet the same human nature that led him into adultery made it hard for him to repent. So hard that rather than repent, he went on to become a murderer. Now the pagans in the surrounding areas recognized what a terrible thing David had done. But David still did not repent. Repentance hurts. Repentance says, You know my folly, O God. My guilt is not hidden from you. Psalm 69. Is it God's will, then, that we be sad? When we see our sins, yes. That is also why his commandments even cut away at lustful thoughts and legal stealing. And God wants us to feel sorrow when our sins are thus revealed to us. Of course, sorrow is not all there is to repentance. Judas was sorrowful. But repentance also cries out to the Lord for promised mercy. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. A sorrow for sin, which also looks to God's forgiveness given freely in Jesus, cannot remain sorrow alone, but includes joy in finding mercy. Now, all this is part of that will of God that Paul spoke of when he wrote that God our Savior wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Jesus himself spoke of this with inviting tones. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And so he teaches us to pray, Yes, dear Father, yes, thy will be done. May your name, our admission slip to eternal life, be treasured in our heart. May Jesus rule in our hearts by faith, and may his word rule above every word. As in heaven, so also on earth. In heaven, God's name is hallowed, and the angels who do his will speak of his kingdom and glory in all the earth. And we pray that God would undo anything that would hinder us from doing this on earth too. We pray that he would calm all fears and worries and lead us to seek his will, to live daringly with his security. I say daringly because our flesh still thinks we will lose so much if God's will is done. And that is why Jesus teaches us to pray daringly, "Thy will, not mine, be done," trusting the will of him who has given and continues to give us what is best for us, best in health and wealth, best for us in education, and especially in the company of believers who live by and for Jesus Christ. Why does God give us the best? To do wonders through us. Yes, dear Father, thy will be done also in us. Let us dare to do your will. Then we will be talking with one another about our hopes and fears for this life, and we will also talk about our hope and joy in Jesus and his coming. Then we will be seeking the Lord's will for our lives in decisions we must make. In finding a husband or wife, for example, or a home, it will not be a matter of our choice, for we could make a mistake. Just look at all the mistakes we make in the classroom. But we will talk to Jesus. He can lead us to the one for us, and there will be no mistake if he blesses us, no matter how hard the tests may get in our lives. We will know that he did not make a mistake. When the Father's will is done among us, then we will have life and have it more abundantly. And so we pray, "Thy will be done." Amen.
The hymn selected for this morning's chapel is hymn 521 from the Lutheran hymnal.
What God ordains is always good, his will abideth wholly. As he directs my life for me, I follow meek and lowly. My God indeed, in every need, doth well know how to shield me. To him then I will yield me. What God ordains is always good, he never will deceive me. He leads me in his own right way, and never will he leave me. I take content what he hath sent. His hand that sends me sadness will turn my tears to gladness. What God ordains is always good, his loving thought attends me. No poison can be in the cup that my physician sends me. My God is true, each morn anew I'll trust his grace unending, my life to him commending. What God ordains is always good, he is my friend and father. He suffers not to do me harm, though many storms may gather. Now I may know both joy and woe. Someday I shall see clearly that he hath loved me dearly. What grants relief, my heart with comfort filling, and all my sorrows stilling. What God ordains is always good, this truth remains unshaken. Though sorrow, need, or death be mine, I shall not be forsaken. I fear no harm, for with his arm he shall embrace and shield.